Hello, everyone. It's time again for the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people who love him, who take him at his word. There are those in real time, right now, in these days, in modern times, who have a strong relationship with the Lord, their God and King. And they're not ashamed of Jesus, their Savior. And they grow in the Lord. They pray much. They seek him out. And they don't act like he's far away. They're not trying to figure out what they can get away with. But they love God. And they draw near to him. God has some people who really do draw near to him. And not try to live apart from him in the guise of religion. He has some people that are devoted. And they aggressively follow God. They seek him to know him. And they're interested in his plan. And what he has to say. And not what other people. They're not interested in mainstream theology. They're interested in knowing God according to the scriptures. And people are different. Some people love God and they're just quiet by nature, but some people, they love God and they seek him to find him, to know him. Some are just satisfied with their life working properly. Some people just want to be saved and know that they're going to go to heaven and they're happy. And they're not trying to get to know God intimately. They're not trying to get to know him as a father. But there are those who do. So a lot of times I talk about miracles on the broadcast. And how some people just draw near to the Lord and they ask the Lord questions and the Lord give them answers. People who love God, the Lord talk to them and relate to them. Give them dreams and visions, songs in the night. And everybody else is missing out on that. And some people don't expect to receive the knowledge from God. They'll read the word of God and they'll apply it to their life, but they don't ask God questions and they don't seek him and talk to him and pray and spend time in prayer. And it amazes me why people wouldn't want to. And sometimes it's because of the way that the leaders have introduced God to people. And some leaders, some preachers, put themselves on a pedestal and they talk about what God do in their life, but the Lord, this is supposed to be all of us. Anybody can go to the Lord and receive from him. Jesus' blood washed our sins away. And you have every right, just like me, to go in God's presence and hear him out. And a lot of times I talk on some of the broadcasts out in saying, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily to teach you as long as the day is. You know, he wants a relationship with you, not just preachers. And cold tradition. Tradition will put God, you know, traditions of men are full of limitations. And people limit themselves, and it's not God's will. If you had 5 children, and only 2 of them would come and talk to you, and the rest of them just wanted you to be a father to them and help them when they need you, but they don't come around, and they don't call you, they don't talk to you. You may not see them for months when they're grown. Or, you know, they just want something for Christmas and they don't talk to you. That's not good. Well, that's how Christians act. That's how many people do, the Lord our God and King. As good as he is to us, they don't talk to him. They don't spend time with him. And some of them are interested in playing with the world. See, if you stick to what, if you can have faith in the Lord and what he says, and take what he says serious, and govern your life according to his word. Your life will thrive. You will thrive in life, not just survive, not just do good. You will thrive. You will do good in all things. You will grow, and you will be able to do good in whatever you do. It'll work out. It'll be a blessing. But when people hold back, they don't know what they're missing. To them, their life is normal. Not hearing God is not supposed to be normal. If you've been washed in the blood of Jesus, bought with a price, and you got a brand new spirit, and the Holy Spirit can guide you into all truth. Now, people who listen to these broadcasts, they know my favorite scripture. That when the Holy Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth will come, he'll guide you into all truth. That's St. John 16, verse 13. And I like that scripture because I get to ask God my questions, and I get to talk to him, and he gives me answers. And so does he do to other people. And he can do it with anybody, even children. Anybody that will humble themselves and believe him. But when people, they trust only their ways and what they approve, and they don't take time to learn who God is, they won't know him. God is not the guy who comes to bail you out of jail all the time. He's not the one to come and put out the fire. He don't just answer prayers when you about to get hurt or when you're in a situation. I thank God that he helps us in our emergencies. But God is greater than that. You can get to know him. And it's better for you to get to know him in while things are going well. And if you hear him out and seek to do his word and do the word of God, you're going to learn so much more from him. And you learn things for different reasons. You learn a certain amount from studying the word. And you learn even more from doing God's word. And then you can learn even more when he talks to you and help you understand things. Some of you know this. And then when you do the things that he say to you personally, along with the things that you're already doing, the things that you know to do scripturally, you're doing what's written. And then when the Holy Spirit guides you, you do those things, you learn even more. And your life gets better. And that's what I love to see happen. That's supposed to be normal. Now, I'm not ashamed of the Lord, my God and King. And I tell you that he talked to me, he tell me things, he give me what to minister. And I tell you about miracles I've experienced. I talk about warfare as if it's normal. It is. Because every Christian, not just preachers, are supposed to be doing it. If you're a Christian, you're supposed to do warfare. And with that, you always hear me talk about when I command Satan to stop. See, the way you win against him, and the Lord taught me this, you don't pick a serpent up by the tail. You kill him at the head. If you're fighting a serpent, you kill him at the head. You crush his head. And Satan is like a serpent. He has many demons, millions of demons under his control. Billions of demons. There are more angels than demons, and there are more demons than people. So, for every person, the enemy he dispatched demons to harass our lives and get us help us make wrong decisions. It was demons who gave Karl Marx the theory of evolution and Darwin. All these, you know, I think Karl Marx, he said there's no God. Darwin said we came from evolution. All those phony scientists. They, you know, that's satanic. And many people have bought into to what they said. Anything beside Jesus Christ is satanic of origin. Every religion that man made and every thought against Jesus comes straight out of Satan's mouth. All of them. The Word of God is true. And Jesus is the focus of the Word of God. He's the focus of every chapter. And you know, the Quran, they rewrote Jesus out of the Old Testament. It's just a rewrite. It's no good. A deviation. Another path. And Jesus said, when you try to take another path, you're the same as a thief and a robber. Man is still trying to build a tower to heaven. And I love every person. I love people. That's why I say these things, not out of hatred. I love everybody. It's not fair for you to... I hate when people go to hell and not knowing that they could have gone to heaven. Believing lies. Now, when you can understand the truth of God. See, God, the Lord, He appears to people. There are some countries, they kill people for being Christians. So the Lord Jesus will appear Himself to people He knows are sincere. They're sincerely trying to get to know God. They've been taught wrong. Just like Jesus appeared to Paul on that road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, knocked him down. You know, when he walked into the glory of God, he ended up on the ground. And he said, "Lord, who are you?" And Jesus said, "Jesus, it's hard for you to kick against the pricks." He knew he was wrong then. But he called him Lord. He answers his own question. "Who are you, Lord?" And then Jesus answered, "Jesus, who you persecute. It's hard for you to kick against the pricks." Read it for yourself. Jesus, he's appearing to people who he knows are sincere. Now, they never heard the word. They kill Christians, and there's nobody to tell them no different. So, in other countries, many people are getting saved. Jesus is the only way out, folks. Everything else is a lie, all of it. Anything beside Jesus Christ as your Savior is a lie. The focus of all of God's word is Jesus Christ. He was the Word. And He became flesh, born of a virgin, died for us. The only reason we're righteous, if we are righteous, is because we were washed in His blood. Everybody else is not righteous. Every leader, no matter what they say, no matter what they build themselves up to be, if they didn't believe on Jesus Christ, they are still in their sins. Now, people can say, "Well, preacher, you're conceited." Time will tell. Time will destroy all lies, and the truth will stand against all time. But if you wait on time, you may miss out. Now, you know the love of God became flesh to die for us, and we got to believe it. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. And I want everybody to know God. God is to be known. If you draw near to Him, He will draw near to you. If you run from Him, to the froward, God presents Himself froward. And to the humble, He presents Himself kind. He's good. Draw near to Him. You draw near to Him. Ask Him your questions. Be honest with Him. Tell Him your concerns through Jesus Christ. And first of all, believe on Jesus Christ so that your life can be everlasting. So your life can exist forever in heaven, in God's kingdom. Every liar, every adulterer, every fornicator, homosexuality, everybody who steals, everybody who practices sin, who never believed on Jesus, they will not go to heaven. Even if they did believe on Jesus, if they start doing the sinning again, they will not go to heaven. They made a choice to stay in this world system. See, what Jesus did for us, he made it so that we can go to heaven. He gave us the ability to do right. If Christians do wrong, it's because they chose to. They chose to go around Jesus and do something wrong. They chose the worldly path. And that's not God's fault. But God, Jesus Christ will not let sin into heaven. And people that say once saved, always saved, they're only right if a person stays in the love of God. See, the way we fulfill the law is by the love of God. If you have the love of God in you, you're not going to do people wrong. You won't break the Ten Commandments. Everything that's not of God won't work. But the things of God, they do work. They build life. It's a blessing. And you can have faith in everything that God is doing. In this broadcast, all I'm saying is the Lord has provided for us in every way possible, every way of life. And the more we receive from Him, the better we are, the better off we are. You can go in His presence. You can get answers. The Lord can show you how to handle situations. But I learned this. If you're going to stick with what God say, even if He answers you, you got to get in peace. That's why I say believe on Jesus. If you didn't, believe on Jesus. And if you did, refrain from worrying. Fill your heart with God's word. See, seeking God is easy. If you do this, fill your heart with His word. You're not going to get to know Him without His word. When you study His word, a peace comes with it. Fellowship comes with it. Trust comes with it. Because faith comes with it. With faith, you have access to all the elements you need to calm down. Be at peace. The word will strengthen you. You become stronger in your heart. And you're more equipped to do what's best. And then be patient. Most things of God take time. It's working. Whatever you believe God for, if you believe in God, if you're in faith, heaven's working on your behalf. And it takes time. So be at peace and be patient and listen. And when the Lord gives you instruction, write it down. Don't just write it on paper, but write it in your heart. That's your answer. Study it again and again and act on it. And when you do these things, it works. Now, some of the scriptures was once a word given to people that God loved, just like God is going to give you a word personally for you. The book of 1 Peter is a word that God gave to Peter to build relationships. Peter taught us to love others the same way that God loves us. So did John in 1 John. And if you do these things and practice these things, you're going totally in opposition against the world system of hate. The world system is selfish and hateful. The world system is mean. The world system will see that you see people in need and forget about them. But the love of God doesn't do that. It wants to be a blessing to people. And when we go to work every day, it shouldn't be just to make our own lives better off. It ought to be so that we'll have money in store set aside so that not only we can live and our families can thrive, but we can help others also. There was a kid, and it was around Christmas time, and he understood a concept of giving. And he saw people sleeping outside that were homeless. Instead of getting all these presents, he said, why don't we just buy blankets and give them to people that's out there that have nowhere to go? And he had good parents because they joined in. They went and bought a bunch of blankets, and they went out and gave homeless people blankets and coats. A guy in my church did that. And it blessed people. See, when you love God, you can be a blessing to people. And then the enemy is going to try to stop whatever you're doing that's working. Anything of God, he tries to stop. He doesn't want people to know the love of God. Now, in the world system pushes back against the things of God. I have a scripture, Luke chapter 10. It reads, and this is verse 1. After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place, whether he himself will come. Therefore said he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your ways, behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. You hear that? He's sending us, his Christian people, as lambs among wolves. Because the world has animosity against God. There are many in the world that are wicked. But there are many in the world that just need to hear the gospel, and they'll come running to the Lord. And then he said, verse 4, carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man by the way. He said this because, salute no man by the way, because Jewish tradition, if you ask a man about his family, you have to ask about his whole family, and they ask you about your whole family, and it can be a long conversation. So when people were in a hurry, they didn't do that. They were about whatever business they had to attend to. And Jewish people understood that. But if you salute somebody, you had to ask about everybody and everything. And it took hours. It took a long time. You can't do that if you're telling people that Jesus is coming and he's going to be there to come and talk and minister to the town. All right. Verse 6, and if the Son of Peace, verse 5, and into whatsoever house ye enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house remain, eating and drinking such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you, eat such things that are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. But into whatsoever city ye enter, and they receive you not, go your ways out into the streets of the same, and say, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth on us, we do wipe off against you. Notwithstanding, be ye sure of this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. When we come to people in Jesus' name and they reject Christ, they need to know what they're rejecting. They're rejecting the best future they could ever have if they reject Christ, Jesus Christ. And Satan has campaigns against people that love God. In this country, the concept of killing Christians is, even though we read about it in old times, it's against the law here. And most people wouldn't dare do something like that. But in other places where Satan has built strongholds and has religions that command people to kill anybody that's not of their religion, they'll do this, and they're considered heroes. Now, Satan hates Jewish people because Jesus defeated him openly in before all heaven. And he hates Christians because we are the people who believe on Jesus, and we have authority over him. So he hates Jewish people, and Christians. And the Jewish people are blind because they got into idolatry, and Isaiah blinded them. and they can't understand God's word as a nation. God always has a remnant of people that do understand, and they believe on Jesus, even though they're Jewish. But continuing, he said in verse 12, "But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that city, in that day, for Sodom than for that city." Now watch this. "Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works have been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented and sitting in sackcloth and ashes." Now I did a broadcast previously, recently, and I was saying Sodom and Gomorrah, but it was Sidon. But he did say Sodom. What happened if the miracles that was done in Sodom? He said, "But I say unto you," in verse 12, "I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable in that day for Sodom than for you." And then he went on to say, "Woe unto them, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes." So this does mean that the people of Sodom, their heart was not as hard as the people in the time, as the mainstream Jews in the time of Jesus. You know, it's bad enough, as bad as Sodom was, their heart was not as hard as the mainstream Jews in the days of Jesus. So that it'll be more tolerable for Sodom than for that generation. Now this is serious. And so it is nowadays. When people reject Jesus, and you know, and it, because they love the world, they hold the truth and unrighteousness. Judgment is can't but follow. The judgment of God falls on those who hold the truth and unrighteousness. Verse 14. It shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which are exalted to heaven, which shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me. This is something that we should never ever forget. He that hears you heareth you. You're speaking Jesus' words to others. He that heareth you heareth me. This is Jesus talking. And he that despises you despises me. And he that despises me despises him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. But watch verse 19. This is Jesus talking. He said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. And verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now this is what I quote whenever I get bit by something, like an ant or a spider or whatever. I immediately quote verse 19 as my defense, because I've been given power over all the power of Satan. When Satan launches an attack, I rebuke him in Jesus' name, and I take authority over all the power of the enemy. You stop Satan, you cut him off at the head. You don't have to fight foot soldiers. And people that you see that are persuaded by, cut it off at the head. When people are aggravating you, plotting against you, working against you, being difficult, tell Satan to stop it, because he's behind it. And that's how I learned to fight. I'm gonna read verse 19 again. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When people are an enemy against you, immediately tell Satan that he can't use that person against you to hurt you in no way. And continue to love them and seek to be a blessing if you can. And if there's strife, try to end the strife. Speak kindly to them. Seek to be a blessing to them. Love them anyway. But if they're an enemy, they're an enemy. Your eyes are open. You can tell that they don't like you. But love them anyway. And don't be mean against them. And don't go around telling everybody what they did against you. It's not edifying. And sometimes people can do things. When people have been wounded and hurt, they want to be understood by others. But everybody don't need to know everything that people have done. If a person can be dangerous, then you may have to tell people. But if they're not a threat against your life, you don't have to spill every little thing that they've done. It's not edifying. But your eyes are open. And either people love you or they don't. But as far as warfare is concerned, cut it off at the head. Tell Satan to stop, and they'll stop. They won't have a fire underneath them keeping it going. And you have to govern, the Lord will give you wisdom that you may not have to deal with people that are difficult and people that are enemies. All right, continuing. Verse 20, he said, notwithstanding, he said, behold, in verse 19, behold, I give unto you power. You have power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.